move with Aaron yet?
I have not. I'm sure it'll be happening today or tomorrow. When are we doing it? No, we didn't forget, but it's, you know how it works around here.
How did his work go yesterday?
Good. I thought he had a good Thursday, practice. Working through the plan. So, that's the heaviest day of the week as far as the combination of classroom and practice. So, I thought we had a good day as a team, and I thought Aaron had a good day.
You know, for a guy who hasn't played in 2 months, does he look like that, or does he look like he's kind of returned to form over these 2 weeks of practices?
Just looking at the quality of the practice, it's like anything. You know, whether you're running a ball or you're throwing the ball, there's time clocks on everything. You know, as far as the fit of the protection, the footwork of the quarterback throwing the ball, I thought he had a pretty clean day. So, I was pleased with his work.
How's Jason Spriggs? You concerned?
Yeah, no, not a concern for Jason. Just following the procedure of if someone has to come out of practice for a few reps. So, I look for him to be fine.
Other than Devon House, anybody else you think may not go?
I would declare Devon out today. I mean, he's not going to make it. So, Demetri Goodson's going to go tomorrow. We'll evaluate him after practice tomorrow.
Nick Perry.
Nick will practice tomorrow.
How do you think Jason Spriggs has done during these three starts at right tackle?
Good. I thought first game was not quite to his standard, and I thought he clearly stepped up in the second game. I thought he did some good things last week. We our fits in the run game weren't quite what we were looking for there early in the game, but I thought once we got going that he played well.
Obviously, practice against Julius for last year. Can that be much of a help, or is that just such ancient history at this point?
Well, I would hope practicing against Julius will be a help. I mean, there's an experience there, and really from both perspectives, from theirs and ours. We're very conscientious of both their defensive ends, and I think they're both playing at a very high level. Obviously, Julius is not only gifted what he can do physically, but his awareness and instincts and being in tune with your mannerisms and tips and he's an outstanding football player at the line of scrimmage, of pre-snap recognition and reacting off your sets, reading the footwork of your set, particularly your inside foot. And so those are the things you work on during the week, each and every week. And, that's a big matchup, for Jason this week.
What do you think has been key for Clay turning it on late in the season as he has the past couple of weeks?
I think the biggest thing with Clay, to me, he always turns it on. He's an impact player. He's had some unfortunate, in the area of injuries over his time here. But when Clay's healthy and going, to me, this is normal. Just the way he plays. He's impactful. He's so disruptive. Regardless what the stats say, if he's not making a play, he's definitely helping somebody else.